WJTL bringing Unspoken Love is Everything We Need, the museum not for sale. Good morning to you, 720.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise today, sunny, a high 58. Tonight, clear, low in the mid-30s. Friday, sunny, high 64. Warming up even more on Saturday to 70 and sunny. I love a good fall weekend where it doesn't rain so you can be outside. Sunday, we wrap up sunny. Chance of late day showers on Sunday, but also a high around 70 at 68. It is 35 here in Lancaster.
Our very special guest from Life Cycles today, our friend Dr. Lee Drew Reamer. He's brought along Jeff Bradley. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Lee, for the 8 years of Life Cycles, because you've been together, you handed me a card with all these stats, and it's not just stats. What I love is that it's lives impacted. So
yeah, it sure
tell us
is.
What you guys do.
Thanks. Well, for 8 years, under the mission of building young men and women of character in a Christ-centered bicycle touring adventure experience, we've gathered 327 boys and girls so far.
Wow.
That God has brought to us and our leaders. And we bring teens and leaders and bikes together, and we ask Jesus to be there with us and provide us a positive and encouraging environment.
Wow.
This year, as a result of the growth, this year, in four teams here locally, we've had 130 teens involved, 105 boys, 25 girls, four teams across Lancaster County. And one of the beautiful things for me is that we've always been able to offer it 100% free.
Which is amazing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It
yeah.
is. And we're so blessed by folks who believe in the ministry. And so we can also do it with zero tryouts. If somebody shows up, they're on the team. So there's no entry barriers. And we just love to meet people where they are, build on what they're doing well, and just create a positive and encouraging environment. And I ought to also mention, this year is year one for a mission partner that's also doing Life Cycles exactly as we are, in a suburb of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love this one stat. You've ridden to the moon.
Yeah, it's really been special. We keep track of everybody's miles, Life Cycles miles that they're riding with us, boys, girls, adults, and it has added up. And the first time we had 25,000 miles, I celebrated, we've ridden around the world. And so some years later, we're keeping track, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, I need to check that. How far away is the moon?
Yeah.
We've ridden past the moon.
That's
Fred.
Amazing.
And God has blessed us with protection. You shouldn't be able to ride that far as safely as we have, and that's a God thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Amen.
Well, Jeff, I know that you've led some teams with your summer challenges in past years. Tell us about that and your experiences.
You know, it's pretty easy to get 289,000 miles when last year we had eight people ride from Oregon to Delaware, 4,000 miles.
Wow.
So you got a lot of miles right there.
Yeah.
But for the boys who show that they can ride greater distances, we have challenge rides in the summer. We used to call them extreme challenge rides. I think now they're just challenge rides anymore.
Right.
And we've ridden from Lancaster to Boston.
Nice.
Up to Niagara Falls before. But in 2022, we had one group of boys that went from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, down to Cumberland, Maryland, then to Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C., on the Great Allegheny Passage and the C&O Canal. What a wonderful ride. I think we had like 10 or 12 boys do that.
Yeah.
We also had two groups, right, that went from Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, to Niagara Falls. And then we also had one group that went from Niagara Falls all the way to Lubbock, Maine.
Yeah.
So
wow.
We put a lot of miles this summer.
A lot of miles, yeah.
Traveling. And during these rides, the boys and girls who did these stayed at motels every night, but would ride great distances during the day, sometimes up to 100 miles.
Oh, wow. My.
Yeah, I took the kids from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C., and the last 3 days were 60 miles every day. So, and in the summertime,
that's a lot of miles.
That's a lot of miles.
That's impressive.
But it is a great adventure. We get to really enjoy God's beauty and along the roads of Northeast United States here. So
that's awesome.
A wonderful place.
And Lee, I understand that WJAL has nominated Life Cycles as,
yeah,
and you as one of the eight who care this year.
Well, we're excited about that. There's so much good that's going on. And, you know, my hat's really off to WJAL's team, Jerry and Carter, who just did a fabulous job of capturing the essence of what God's doing in Life Cycles, and it was a great gift to that they would tell a story like that. And it was a beautiful, wonderful time.
Yeah, when will you find out? I mean, I know you've been nominated, but when do they choose a winner?
Well, all eight of the organizations and the people involved will be celebrated on Monday, the 14th of November.
Wonderful.
And you know, the way I see it, there's eight winners right now, and that's that's tremendous.
Congrats. Mm-hmm. If folks want more information about Life Cycles, how can they find out?
Oh, I'd love to have them come and visit the website at lifecyclesteam.org in your search engine. Go to Facebook or Instagram on the social media platforms and give me a call if you like at 717-586-2511, and we'll talk and just share what's going on.
Lee, we always love having you here. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming.
Thanks
for bringing Jeff. Jeff, so great to meet you.
Great to be here.
Thanks for being here. Back to the music we go. This is for King and Country, Shoulders on WJTL. Good morning.